Hey guys, welcome to episode of Girl Talking Mas. I'm here with my girl Kenya. Hola Kenya.
Hola. Hi guys.
You guys, we have such a fun episode for you today. And we are like giving a shout out to all of our amigas out there that are, you know, wanting to put more Spanish into their careers and into what they're doing or into your platform or whatever you're doing. This is like the perfect episode that's going to teach you like all about that.
Hey guys, so we have here with us Wendy Ramirez. She is the founder of Spanish Sin Pena because she went through her own journey of struggling with Spanish, but worked on it. So now she has brought us this amazing program and platform for us professionals to open up some doors. Welcome, Wendy.
Hey, I'm very excited to be here. So honored. I know you guys have some amazing guests, so I feel very honored that you guys invited me.
Thank you.
We are so excited. Wendy, we've been trying to connect and do this, and you know, we're all like crazy busy, but I'm so glad that we have connected and have been able to like highlight your platform on Girl Talking Mas because it's so important what you're doing. And I just think more people need to learn about it, hear about it, and be able to use it in their life, like everyday lives. Because I think this is even something that's going to benefit me huge, you know.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So we kind of just want to hear more about your story, like a little bit more about you, kind of how this passion to empower others to feel confident in speaking Spanish, like how did this start for you?
Yeah, of course. I think it's been a lifelong journey, but I always like to share my story, and I also always like to hear other people's stories as well, because I think we all have a unique place. But for me, I was born here in the U.S. My parents are from El Salvador, but I grew up in East L.A. And so when I was little, my mom just spoke to me in Spanish, mm-hmm. and all I would speak was Spanish. But by the time that I got into high school, I couldn't have a conversation. I couldn't speak in Spanish. I think I went especially in high school, because I think you go through a stage where you're just kind of rebellious from your parents.
Yeah.
So even though my mom would speak to me in Spanish, uh-huh. I would respond in English.
Yes.
And I don't know if you guys, have like watched. I know there's this show, Hentified, that's on Netflix right now that, you know, everyone's watching.
Uh-huh.
And I just love it because I think it really portrays, like, there's the grandfather speaking in Spanish and
yes.
the grandchildren are responding
And I
in
did the
English.
Same thing, Wendy. I did the same thing with my grandma. She would always talk to me
yeah.
in Spanish, and I would always answer in English. I would not answer in Spanish. And for so long, I totally, like, almost forgot the language, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly. So I think that, you know, like it's a very common thing for us that are born here, that our families are from Latino America, for us to have that, you know, that response. And then we get stuck when we're trying to speak and we, you know, we stumble and we really forget, we're out of practice. And so when I was young, I thought I wanted to go into politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember yeah. seeing the politicians, like, struggling also on Spanish language TV when
yes.
they were being interviewed.
Yeah.
And I would see that, you know, and I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like that. So I'm like, I took it upon myself in college to study Spanish. I studied abroad first in Mexico City.
Oh, nice.
And then in Spain, yeah. So when I was in Mexico City, that's when it really hit me. Like, I remember just being in the classroom and just being so nervous because there was a teacher that would always pick on me, and she would always just ask me to speak. And speaking in front of, like, college Mexican students, I felt so insecure.
Oh,
and
my
I
gosh,
felt
I
like
imagine.
I didn't have the words, the vocabulary, and it was just... And it, well, this is the thing that happened in that class. There was another student in the same group, another woman that was also in the same exchange program that I was in. But
yeah.
she was blonde and blue eyes, and you could tell she was from the U.S. And for me, I just looked like another Mexican student.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not Mexican, right?
Yeah, but, yeah,
so,
but you fall into the, yeah.
So I think this is what... Oh,
uh-huh.
Sorry. No. I was going to just highlight that I think that's something that is very typical here, especially, well, I live in Texas, and there's
uh-huh.
a lot of people here in Texas that look Mexican, like me, and, you know, not even
mm-hmm.
Mexican, just, like, brown skin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird for me that I grew up in Mexico, for them not to speak Spanish. But then I talk to them in a personal level, and they're like, well, my parents were embarrassed to teach me Spanish. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Spanish opens so much doors and connects cultures. And it's such a beautiful language, you know?
And I mean, it is, but I completely understand. I mean, looking at the history of Spanish in the U.S., which I've kind of looked at it a little bit, is, you know, the parents, when you think about it, they're just trying to do what's best for their children, and they're trying to protect them. And so they suffer discrimination, they suffer, like, looks and things that happen, and so they don't feel it's important to teach their children Spanish, and they also just kind of want to protect them from that type of discrimination. So I don't blame any parents for not, you know, having, and it takes, and then the other thing is that it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of work to raise bilingual children, you know. It's not easy.
Definitely.
It takes a lot of work even for you, for yourself to be able to, like, speak at a professional level. So so yeah, I, like, don't judge anybody for not speaking, and I think that that's important. But kind of the same way when I was in that classroom, you know, like, my teacher would pick on me and not on the other student, because I think when they see a brown face or a brown person,
they just expect that you know. Right, you're expected to already know and speak it.
Exactly.
I think that happened with me, Wendy, because of my name, like Marisa Hernandez. Like, it's like, you hear my name, you're like, oh, well, she's Mexican, she talks, you know, she speaks Spanish. And like, I think I told you when we had chatted about this before, Wendy, but I did speak it until I was about 5 or 6 years old. But when I lived in Detroit, where it was a very urban community, you know, Polish, Black, White, Mexican, Hispanics, you know, all kinds of, but, like, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, like, not just Mexican. So when I went to school, my parents were like, oh no, we can't talk to her in Spanish anymore, because she has to go to school, she has to learn how to speak English. So nobody talked, like, so it was like Spanish, like, was not the main language anymore. It was like they talked to me in English because they wanted me to be able to succeed in school, because where I lived in that type of community, it was, you know, that's what that was going to be expected of me. So I would have struggled if I would have just been, you know, speaking Spanish at, you know, at kindergarten, first grade. It would have been harder for me. So that was like, you know, so I think a lot of people also grew up like that too, where they, you know, went into the school system or wherever they lived, and it wasn't a Hispanic community, you know, like it is now. Like now, like, my daughter goes to school and she has dual language programs. She can go and take English and math and reading and have it all in Spanish to her. And given to her in Spanish and be, and, you know, and it even, and it looks better on her, on her, you know, college resumes and all that stuff, you know? So now it's just so different, but that wasn't how it was back in the 80s.
No, I mean, and it's still not that way in some parts of the country.
Yeah, we're lucky that in Texas it is. Yeah, you're right. In Texas, they do have dual language classes here for all the students. And I think I'm so happy we moved here for that. Mariah can experience that.
Wendy, and can you tell us a little more about, talk about that safe space you created, that leadership academy where people just, like, feel safe, and can you explain a little more about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, like, so for me, I just had so many professional opportunities open up because of my ability to be bilingual, and I just love it. I love not just the language, but the culture. And so my philosophy in the spaces that I created is that we're all learning this together. Like, learning Spanish to me is a lifelong process.
Yes.
You're always going to be able to learn. There's such diversity in our community, especially in Latin America, that you can always learn, and you're always going to be better. And so I think creating a space for people that can identify, though, that have an emotional block, because there is that expectation that, you know what, you're Latino, or it's part of your heritage, it's part of your identity, you should know. I think it's just trying to take that away and be like, you know what, you're not the only one that feels, you know, like, shame for not speaking. There's other people in your same situation. And let's deal with those emotional blocks that prevent you from just looking at this as learning a language and having fun. And so that's kind of the space that I create for the people that I work with.
Yeah.
And it's very individualized too. It's kind of like, well, what's your personal goal? Like, what would change for you if you could, if you were bilingual, if you could speak Spanish? Like, how would your life change?
I love that.
You know, like you said, at work, with family, like with your children.
And you know something that I think is incredible is that not only focusing on Latinos, but nowadays there's so many Americans, Russians, Chinese people that want to learn Spanish just because of the culture we have and just because of all the amazing things Latin America has to offer. So business-wise and culture-wise is a great language to learn.
Yeah, no, it is. But for me, what's important, honestly, in just kind of the place that I come from personally, what I'm passionate about is helping my community and serving my community. So that's why, I mean, I was in a lot of spaces and I got to work in politics in Latin America. I traveled throughout a lot of different countries.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in those positions, my bosses, my managers were white, but could speak Spanish. And so I think we have like this unique position where we understand not just the language, but we can understand the culture, and we can be that bridge. And so that's why I focus mainly like on people that identify as having heritage from Latin America, or also people that are serving our community here in the U.S. So they don't have to be like Latinos, but if they're doing something that's serving the community and they want to communicate with the community, then I also support them in learning, you know, the language specifically for what they, for how they're serving and how they're showing up in their message.
Yeah, of course. So, I have understood that you offer 30-minute Spanish lessons. Can you tell us a little bit more about the importance of learning the correct terms on how to speak Spanish with confidence and how that can empower us?
Yeah, I think one of the most things, and the way that I teach is like really feedback. I see it as my job to figure out how do people learn and what's the best way they learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that almost everyone is like practice. Like you have to speak. You're not going to learn.
You're not going to learn from a
apps
book.
Are great.
Yes.
Yeah. Apps are great. Listening, like watching shows are great. Listening to music is great. But if you don't actually speak and talk, that's where the real learning, I think, happens.
That's awesome.
I focus on working with adults that have busy schedules. So 30 minutes when they can get it in like once a week, you know, and they can practice and, you know, like just continue that consistency and practice. It's really what's going to get you to the next level. And so, those individual classes are part of like a broader program that I offer, but I also work with people, you know, privately and independently, but with that same format in terms of like, let's just get you to speak.
Right.
And
I think, you know, like, and it doesn't matter what mistakes you make, you know, like one of the messages that I always say is what's important is your intention and what you want to communicate, you know, like that's what, focus on that. Not even if things come, the conjugation comes out wrong, the gender, just try to communicate what's in your heart. And what, you know, like, and what you're trying to do, and, you know, like, and forget about the mistakes, but work on them, you know, like, in that, and you can work on that with, you know, like, with some of the things that I offer anyone. I mean, I'm of the philosophy of, like, you don't have to learn it from me, but wherever you can learn it from and however you can get it into your daily life, like, let's you know, promote that.
Yeah, definitely. And Wendy, your program also offers the trips that you guys take. I know you're coming up on another trip to Colombia that you're going to be taking. So when they sign up to be part of your academy, is that something that they're eligible for, or is anybody eligible for that? And tell us more about that, because I know you want to do that so that they can experience the cultures more and learn different things.
Oh, girl, sign me up.
I know. Kenya probably wants to go. I already know Kenya probably wants to go.
Yes, like I said, I see it as my mission to create more opportunities to practice and to get to know the different cultures. And so you don't have to be part of my program. Like, what the way that I'm organizing it, it's kind of like meetups. Like, we'll organize the itinerary, we'll put things together, and you can join us. You know, you get your own ticket, and then we can split like an Airbnb.
Oh,
and that's
that.
The way that I'm planning. That's the way that I'm planning our next trip to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in Santa Marta, kind of the Caribbean region.
Nice.
Yeah, in the past, we did a trip to Mérida, to Yucatán, to Mexico for Día de los Muertos.
Uh-huh.
I think this summer we might go to Puerto Rico, get a little bit of the Caribbean flavor. Yeah. Definitely, I'm including that because, and obviously, I emphasize and I give opportunities for my students to join as part of it. But I also open it up for people that just want to immerse themselves and, you know, can take the program but can make a trip.
Yes, and still experience that and be a part of something. Oh my gosh, Wendy, that's so amazing that you're like putting out all these opportunities. And I know a lot of people might not know about it. That's why we were like so excited to have you on the podcast and help spread your message. Because we know a lot of our listeners are Hispanic and a lot of our empowering amigas that listen to us. You know, this is so perfect. Like, what an amazing opportunity. Like, if you want to go on a trip to, you know, this is a great opportunity.
And you can enhances cultures, it enhances Spanish, and you get to have fun.
Yes. It's definitely, you know, I just love what I do, and I just feel very fortunate and lucky to be doing it. But also, you know, just kind of, I think what's important, and to be quite honest with you guys, sometimes, you know, I could be a little bit shy, but I know that I have to go out there and spread this message because I want people to know, like, the reasons why not everyone here in the U.S. speaks Spanish, but that you can actually do something about it if you're serious and if you're committed. And so yeah, I mean, I think, like, the name of the, you know, of my business is Spanish Sin Pena, and it's that shame that a lot of us carry about not being able to speak. And so just letting that go, you know, just kind of letting that go and go for it, and anything's possible. I know some people think, like, oh, I'm too old. You know, that's for my kids, but it's not. I mean, I've seen people literally not speak anything, and after a couple months, they're speaking. It's totally possible.
Oh,
and can you tell us, Wendy, just to add, like, what, I know you said you deal more with adults and stuff, but, like, what has been one of your favorite testimonies, and kind of, like, what is the age range you like to, like, work with and all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, I think, you know, like, I create a lot of opportunities right now. We're in the middle. We're going to start the program April 15th, but at the beginning, you know, I offer scholarships for people that can't afford it. I also do work, like a work exchange program. But a story that really captures kind of how I feel my work is, because I feel that I'm just having, you know, like, that there's a multiple effect in the community based on when someone empowers themselves to speak. And so one of my students was a teacher. Who, you know, grew up here. She called her Spanish very pocha, you know, that's what she, that's the word, the term that we use when you're raised here.
Yeah.
And so I started helping her, and she started just going into her school, telling everybody to just speak to her in Spanish. And she was practicing just to communicate with her students' parents, who were, you know, Spanish speakers. And she, like, on her back to school night, she was able to communicate with them all in Spanish, and she told them, like, that she was learning Spanish herself, and that they should continue to teach their kids Spanish. And so for these immigrant parents, I think being here in the U.S., you know, they hear that English is so important, that their kids need to learn English. They never thought that Spanish was something valuable,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so here, their children's teacher telling them, like, I'm learning it because it's something valuable. Like, mm-hmm. you should continue to teach your kids Spanish. You should continue to make sure that this is in the house. It was just like, he said the parents just had like a, like, wow. Like, or, you know, like.
This, like sending a message.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, I see it that way. I feel like if I could just have a little bit of inspiration or effect on seeing that it is something valuable, that it's nothing that we should be ashamed of, and that we should be proud no matter where we're at.
Uh-huh.
That's what feeds me.
Yes.
I 100% agree.
That is so true. So, Wendy, tell everybody where they can find you. You have your next Leadership Academy starting up, how they can sign up, and where they can follow you on social media, and give all your info out.
Yes, at Spanish Sin Pena on Instagram, on Facebook, SpanishSinPena.com, on the internet. And so, yes, you can find me there. You know, we have an application. We're still taking applications for the program, which begins April 15th. And then we're going to continue to plan more trips. And you can also just book a session with me if you want to learn a little bit more. You can do all that through, like, my website or my Instagram.
Yes, you guys, go over to her website because it has so much information. The website is beautiful, by the way, Wendy. Such a great job you did with your website and getting your message out there. I mean, you instantly, I just feel like when I went over to it, I instantly felt like the cultural connection to
Instagram your message. Instagram is amazing.
Yes.
I love all your posts.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, Wendy, that I admire you for what you're doing, honestly. Like, not a lot of people have the courage to go out there and put a little Hispanic Latino stamp on the world, and you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I just think you're a strong woman for standing for what you believe in, and we're a lot of people that support you.
Yes,
thank you so much. Thank you for amplifying our voices, you know, because again, I think that's what I'm doing with Spanish, but that's what you guys are doing with this podcast as well.
Thank you. That means so much to
us. Know, like,
thank you.
Yes, thank you for doing that. It's very much appreciated, and yeah, I feel very fortunate and lucky.
Aw, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you. That means so much to us. It really does. Okay, guys, make sure you follow Girl Talking Mas on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And don't forget to go over to Wendy's website, Spanish Sin Pena, and you can find out all her information and get everything you need to get your Spanish back on track.
Go follow her so you can learn how to say gracias, besito.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Gracias. Bye.
Adios.